MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting with Elise Kruger, independent economist, the Pay Inc. Net Salary Index data is out. This is for May 2026. Elise, appreciate the early morning time. I mean, what we see is a slight increase up to what, 21,510 Rand for May. It's up 0.2 from April. It's up 0.9% year on year. Problem is, as soon as we bring inflation into the picture, South African consumers are going backwards. We are poorer this year than we were a year ago.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, indeed. Now, in real terms, we've seen a drop of 2.8% in the month of May. And also for the first 5 months of the year, it's a drop of 1.7% already. So it's definitely eating into the purchasing power of salary earners. And, you know, that is on top of other challenges like higher inflation generally, and also the fact that we had an interest rate increase. So there are lots of challenges still out there for the salary earner.
And to throw into the mix is the fuel price increase. I mean, it is tough, but maybe there's a bit of a glimmer. And let's get to that part, because as the fuel price is coming down, that helps. The point is we're just not getting the increases. It you know, there's two parts to the consumer sort of wallet, and we might get some relief from the fuel, but we're not getting that relief in terms of income.
Yes, indeed. So in the short term, I think we can get some good news at the pumps. I mean, looking at the 1st of July adjustment, hopefully petrol down by about between 2 rand 50 and 3 rand, and diesel almost 4 rand per litre. And if I look at this morning's oil price, you know, around 72, yeah. I think we are in for definitely another cut in fuel prices in August. So some reversal, some U-turn from the pressures that we have seen on the fuel side. But unfortunately, you know, inflation has already moved in terms of levels. Mm-hmm. So even though we might see these declines in sort of July, August, inflation could come down towards 4% in that quarter. There is unfortunately a low base of calculation that will push headline inflation back towards about 4.7 in the fourth quarter. So average wise, it's going to be unlikely that salary earners are going to have increases above inflation in 2026.
Yeah, and we of course already got the first rate hike. And I imagine, I mean, as a consumer, that there's certain things that we sort of can't avoid. Utility, transport, these are areas where we need to be spending. But I'm imagining it's our sort of discretionaries. I'm thinking restaurants, I'm thinking food, maybe beverages, which is going to be particularly hard hit because those are the discretionary side of the wallet spend.
Yes, indeed. You know, we've already seen signs of that in the first quarter's data, GDP data, and, you know, the household spending composition showed that, you know, spending was mostly on essentials and the discretionary spending came down quite a bit. That was even before we had the full impact of the Middle East unfolded in the economy. So I think we're going to see more of that, you know, sort of luxury spending still under pressure in the second half of the year and more of a focus on the essential spending.
You make a great point there. I mean, The war in Iran has certainly exacerbated circumstances, particularly around fuel. But my sense is that it was tough coming in. You mentioned up top that, you know, this has been a tough first 5 months for 2026. The war's made it worse. This isn't the only problem. It's been tough out there before that even started.
Yes, indeed. You know, in a way, I would say surprisingly and slightly disappointingly so, because we did start the year out with quite an optimistic economic view. You know, and the economic view has been sliced as a result of what happened in the Middle East and the impact on the South African economy. But even though that has been the case, you know, quarter one, for instance, has already been a disappointing outcome, both on salaries and on household spending. So I think we've had two good years, and it almost seems like this year is a bit of a stabilization year in terms of salaries.
Yeah, okay. I take a point. We have had a couple of good years and maybe we are stabilizing. We would like to be richer, but that's not always a straight line. We'll leave it there. So Elise Kruger, she's independent analyst, the Paying Net Salary Index for May 2026. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.